This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, Christy's mom had a colonoscopy, so we talk about that and more. Coming up next.
There's a lady in town. She's an Orthodox Jew. And she needs to buy bread that is unleavened. But it's late, and she knows that the stores are all closed. And she really needs to make a sandwich. And she's buying bread at 7-Eleven. And the bread is wonder.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
I say it's network ready, baby. Let's do it.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks for joining us. That's Bob. I'm Tom. That's Chick McGee shouting. Now you got me shouting. Let me calm down.
I know.
Shouting.
Let's all calm down.
We have Christy Lee. She's over there. We are gathered here together in the Napa Auto Parts Studios because we have a lot to get to. Jim Gaffigan scheduled to be our guest. I think Jim's going to be a few minutes late, so we'll move on. We'll come back to Jim and Jim shortly. Oh. I got a real quick update.
What's that?
Remember I told you guys I got a big surprise for you?
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
No, it was last week, wasn't it?
I guess it was last week.
And don't be so exasperated.
You showed you showed Christy the surprise, did not show Chick or myself.
Well, I gave her a hint. The surprise is we're almost ready with it, and I did my research on the cake. Remember, I promised there'd be cake.
Oh, that's
with
right.
The surprise.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought you'd forget that.
No,
no, he's no. Actually getting a cake made, like a
yeah, but
deal.
It's, yeah, so we got.
So what's the surprise?
Well,
the cake.
No, the cake isn't the surprise. I've told you about the cake. The cake will
When's the surprise arriving? Do we have a date yet?
We don't. It should be. It may be next week. It may be the week after.
Could be Christmas. Might be Valentine's Day.
Well, I hope.
All right.
I hope.
And now this.
You time the cake right.
That's the whole problem. I had this big discussion last night. I got to time the cake right.
Because if he doesn't bring the
well,
cake.
Well, can't you call a baker and say, hey, I need a cake on the 1st of October?
I could do that, except I don't know when the surprise is going to be ready. So this is the problem.
Really?
So I'm going to go over to the cake place today and see what kind of timing they need.
I see. All right.
And this cake's going to be delicious, too.
Really? I can't wait.
It's going to be. This is
which is going to be better, the cake or the surprise?
How about this? How about we order an interim cake?
I'm with you, Chick.
Let's do a
test cake.
We could do that.
I think we need an interim
the
cake.
Problem
what flavor
with doing
cake
that,
are you getting us? Does that ruin the surprise?
Not at all. What kind do you want?
I don't know.
No yellow cake.
Oh, I love yellow cake with chocolate frosting.
Jesus. Have you ever had a cake?
How about a white cake with
chocolate? Have you ever had a cake from this place?
I don't know where you're going.
You like chocolate cake?
I like chocolate cake.
Is it classic?
It's unbelievable.
Chocolate cake.
I just had some of this. You want chocolate and chocolate?
Chocolate and chocolate.
Maybe I should do, what if I could do, I wonder if, would they do like a four different cakes in one and then we could try them for the big surprise cake?
Now we're going to have a cake to get the interim cake to get to the real cake because you're going to take too much time ordering the
interim cake. So what we need is a test cake to choose the flavor we want.
This is just a little snapshot behind the scenes of how things work here at the Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah, you think it's tough passing a bill.
The only thing missing is someone yammering about giving something away with somebody. That's about the only thing missing from this meeting.
So, if only Gaffigan were here, because he could weigh in on cake.
So the surprise,
is something that it will be a surprise for every one of our listeners and really cool. The cake is going to be honoring the surprise.
I see.
Obviously, our listeners can't get any of the cake.
Maybe we should invite a couple of listeners, a couple of random listeners, come over and have cake with us.
We can do that.
All right.
You know, it is possible to have a surprise, but
without announcing it,
but not tell people that a surprise is coming.
Then it's really a surprise.
This is your downfall, I think. Mm. You get so excited.
And, you've done this a couple of times and forgot about the surprise completely.
Yep.
You know that.
It'll be a surprise when I come back with it. It'll be a surprise to me.
Are we going
to
talk about Christie's experience yesterday?
Can we?
At front row seat at a colonoscopy. I want to hear everything.
Now, we like to talk about important issues in the world of health.
Yes.
None of us are doctors, and all I ever advise anyone to do is talk to a medical professional. I
agree.
I can't stand when these semi-celebrities go and they tell people, don't vaccinate your kids. I know, because I have big jugs.
Yeah.
Listen to a professional, please.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the important things you want to get, for example, coming up for October, you want to get your prostate checked. I just had mine done a couple weeks ago, and I'll tell you what, he was in there a long time.
I think that's what the surprise is. Photos of Tom's
proctological
exam.
No, that's okay.
I would not be surprised.
Now, Christy, without giving any names here, do you want to give names?
I don't think she cares. I spent yesterday, my mother had a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
And you were assisting?
I didn't assist. I'm not a doctor, but they don't allow you to leave her. You can't. Drop her off and
you
come
can't
back
leave,
in a couple
You can't
hours.
Leave a woman getting a
You can't ditch a woman.
Why can't you? You ditched her at an event a couple months ago.
I did not.
I had custody of her for a couple hours.
What are you talking about?
I look up.
Have you seen Christy?
What the hell?
She does not talk
she
like
doesn't
that.
No, like
she doesn't
that.
Talk like anyway. That at all.
Kick your ass.
No, she probably said, have you seen my beer? I don't care where Christy is.
Wine, not beer. But anyway,
Yeah, beer just doesn't do it for her anymore.
So you're fixing the joke, but okay. So
not to get off the subject, but this guy on Twitter is under the assumption that you're buying cake for all of our listeners.
Nah,
so good luck.
Well, he's mistaken. That's the surprise on him.
Surprise.
We'll put a picture of the cake up.
So anyway,
now when you get the colonoscopy, this is the one where you have to drink the fluid the day before, and
night of a thousand waterfalls.
Night of a thousand waterfalls
cleans out your whole inner.
Oh yeah,
right. And my mother has had issues also with acid reflux, kind of like what you have.
Mm-hmm. The endoscopy where they go in the throat and look.
Aren't you the cause of that though?
Probably
indigestion.
A little
stress. Sorry.
So I wasn't aware, but apparently they scoped everything.
They go in the front and the back.
I guess.
Is that the medical equivalent of spit roasting?
That's kind of what I thought.
All right. I would hope they do
two different tools,
two different probes, for God's sake.
Yeah. Or at least can you do
Lord.
The dude, go down the throat first, Doc?
Uh-huh. All right. Just,
wait a minute.
She has an amazing.
Would they need two probes or three probes?
Stop.
Okay.
They have
it's her mom, okay? Excuse me. I'm speaking on behalf of all of our listeners. Maybe you should go
just
do something
acting.
Else for a few minutes.
No mom's bad.
This is what it sounded like.
Now, so when you do this...
She's knocked out. She's
knocked out.
She doesn't know what's going on.
They get you the fluid the day before, and you spend an evening on the toilet,
right.
And then...
Toilet? Did you just say toilet?
He did.
I'm trying to not go down Vulgar Avenue.
Oh, my God.
So my sister takes her to this procedure.
Now, let me ask you, when she got in the
Cubs
car...
Win.
When she got in the car, is she allowed to have anything to eat or drink after midnight?
No.
Okay, because you like hand her a squirt. This remind you of last night?
No, because
no moms,
I'm nice. You know, actually, if you want to jump ahead, we went straight to McDonald's and had an ice cream cone. Thank you very much.
Afterward. Yummy.
Afterward. Although they were out of cones, so we just had to have a sundae, but that's neither here nor there. How do you run out of? Well, anyway.
We're out of cones.
We're out of cones. So that's what she wanted. That's where we went. But no, so what they do is they bring you in. The doctor comes in before they discharge you, and they have color photographs.
Of the inside of her colon?
Of everything. I mean, from... Like,
so did you put them on your new Twitter account?
Stem to stern?
No.
New family photo?
And I said, do I really have to look at this? And he goes, well, you know.
We just want to show you that there's no polyps and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, she had.
How does she look?
She looks, fine. You know what? She looks like she's 20 inside.
You have the colon of a 20-year-old.
It was mm-hmm. funny.
And you wanted me to shut up.
I'm sorry.
My mother's of a certain age, obviously. All right. So she looked at him and she goes, I'm just telling you, this is the last time I'm doing this.
All right.
And he goes, yeah, you're pretty good. You don't need to come back. So okay. She doesn't have to have another one, which is good news. But, yeah, I had no idea.
Did you get to witness the procedure, or were you just out in the waiting room?
I was in the waiting room taking a nap like any good mom, good daughter would do. Yeah.
Does it make that noise?
What?
No, it does not.
Oh, my God.
When things start.
No. Did they show you pictures of the inside of her throat also?
I don't think he went down that way.
Okay.
He went. I think
they
he
did
went,
both.
I don't know if he went.
Did you say
down.
He was?
I thought.
Did they do an endoscopy?
Did you see light at the end?
I don't.
Do the two cameras meet in the middle?
Wow.
All I know.
You're
is...
And then they drive a gold spike.
All I know is
somewhere.
Can you go up? Because I think he may have
gone. You can keep going up. You can go all the way, I suppose, eventually.
Because I think he went up and not. I think
no,
he went up because.
No, you can't. No.
You can't do that. You got to. If you're going to scope the throat
it's
and
a,
the.
It's a windy road.
I know it's
think
a very
he
windy.
Did her throat, but
you're going to have to go through an intestine to get it back.
You're going to have to go through a few intestines.
Stomach and
I think
get to
through
the
stomach and out through the.
I think it's two different procedures.
It's
no,
like
it
driving from here to Central America. You can do it, but it's going to take a while.
Christy, you know what spit roasting is, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
All right, that's.
I don't know. All I know is there were a lot of
pictures. The endoscopy is the one where they go down your throat and look in there.
You guys are giving me acid.
I know there were a lot of pictures.
You would think an endoscopy would be the.
Yeah, you would. Funny about that, isn't it?
It is funny. Words are funny.
I should have kept my mouth shut. I'm not exactly.
Well, obviously she didn't if they had to put that thing in.
I don't know if they would.
They didn't do it to Christy.
I was way off. I thought it was behind something else.
Are you eating that Gaviscon?
No, like
I think
by the caseload.
You need an endoscopy. You have acid reflux, mister.
Man. He had some.
I know it was.
Put her back on her acid reflux medicine. So wouldn't that mean that he looked?
He took a look.
I don't know what's going on. I saw a lot of pictures and I didn't want to see, and they were disgusting.
Let me ask you two something. Once upon a time, weren't the three of us supposed to go get colonoscopies together?
I just talked to the doctor Saturday.
And I got the lecture yesterday.
What happened
the doctor
to that?
Said
well,
to me,
the deal is because I don't want to do it on a weekday. So
of course
you
want to
do it on a
my
Saturday.
My doctor said she would do it on a Saturday, and we can all go in and she can do us all at the same time if you want.
Well.
I'm covered.
I'm totally
thanks.
Serious. You're not included. Okay, we know
I've
you've
already
got
done,
some sort of...
I've already
Bob
done
already
mine.
Had his.
You probably have somebody come to your house.
Bob, if you want an extra one...
Boy, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
You know something? I bet she'd do it. I bet she'd throw in yours for free.
Like one of those.
You know what they need? The colonoscopy wagon. They go from door to door.
Like Stanley Steamer.
Yeah, they have the blood mobile. What at the blood mobile?
The tube from the van into your house.
Maybe have it like the ice cream man. Just get on the street. What song would they play?
I don't know, but...
Backdoor man by the doors. I'll have to ask her if she'll do all four of us if you want.
I've already had mine. I'm fine.
You're not gonna. Yeah.
We gotta get
volunteer. You
know, we
get it.
We get a little good. Get a little something to relax us.
Something, a little something.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Knock me out.
I was just talking to her about that. Yeah, that's gonna be a big Saturday morning.
And I did. And her doctor was very, very nice, and he did tell me. He goes, you know, you really need to get this done. I go, I know. But
do you want to do it on the air?
No, I don't want to do it on the air.
Are you kidding me?
Are you out of
didn't
your
you
mind?
Just you told me you just joined my Twitter so you could do periscoping. This would be an all-time. This would be,
well,
can you imagine,
you know,
going on
live inside Christy?
My insane friend's correct. I think we should do this.
that would be a first for Periscope.
My
that is not
friend.
Happening.
Do you
however,
know, there would be people taking the day off work. There'd be some pervert somewhere.
If we did this, if true. We scheduled this on like a Thursday, there would be colonoscopy parties all over the country.
Wow.
We'd go right in that room. We'd hold hands, and then we'd just fall asleep.
So you're looking at the
you'd be on your own.
I'd be sitting back here doing nothing.
Well, there
you're looking at pictures of your mom's the inside of her colon. Now, did you get some wallet size?
No, I didn't want to look at them at all. And they, I mean, now
it's not recognizable. It's just it looks like these weird inner walls of the body. Right?
Yeah, but and I thought, well, you know, I had one time in my life thought about being in the medical profession. I'm glad I didn't take that.
Yeah, this is one of those procedures that says, you know what, I think I'll be a mechanic.
I did the right thing.
Yes, sir.
But there's something that kind of coincides with this. Have you seen this story?
What?
This was sent to us by a fabulous listener. This comes to us from The Independent on the Independent website from the UK. The new selfie stick that lets you FaceTime the inside of a vagina.
Okay.
Yes, oh, that's right.
So you brought it up.
It's a vibrator with a camera on it.
Uh-huh.
It's the love. It's kind of like we were just talking about the endoscopy vibrator thing altogether. It's called the
amateurs.
Yes. It allows for a new level of explicitness in amateur sex tapes.
Does anyone want to see this seriously?
Footage can be uploaded to your PC or smartphone. Hmm. It syncs with FaceTime if you'd like to do it live.
Really? Is that right?
People find this erotic?
I just report.
Wow.
That's right.
Love Honey is selling the device. It allows users to get to know their body in its entirety thanks to the remarkably clear footage that the camera captures.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find the guy who's into
this? I think
this
is going to be misused.
But how could anyone find that erotic? I mean,
I don't see how anyone could.
It could be the inside of virtually any animal. Mm-hmm. How are you going to tell?
That's what I was leaning toward.
Yikes.
Yeah. Isn't there some process where you swallow some kind of cotton?
There's a thing where there was a
cotton
pill.
Tube or something.
There was a pill that
check for ulcers and
there
stuff?
There was a pill that had a camera in it.
No, this is like a very, this is like a very, very long cotton tube and you swallow it and it's still in your mouth as it's coming out.
It's like
dental floss.
Oh my God, no.
No way.
No.
It was in a documentary. Our Crumb's brother, I think, did it.
Yeah, is that the one where you have to have the fecal
transplant? He's no longer with us.
The fecal transplant?
Something like.
Is that the same one?
What my insane friend is telling you is
there's actually that's true to kill bacteria.
Yeah, there is a fecal transplant.
I know there is a fecal transplant. Yeah. This was just the cotton.
So hard to get a donor.
No, I know a lot of people who would give that to you in a heartbeat.
A lot of people are full of it.
In fact, they would like to give it to you from the tap.
Now, Christy, is your mom on Facebook?
Maybe no. Yes, she is, actually.
Maybe she can change her profile picture.
No, she's not going to be putting these pictures up.
Go with the picture in her colon.
No. Well, my mother's very healthy for her age. Good. She's great, so, you know.
All good back there?
All good.
Okay, high five.
Through there, not okay. Nice back to know. There. Well,
and,
all the way through.
So, Chick, are you in for the Saturday morning colonoscopy?
Whatever.
Okay.
Well, I'm there.
Yeah, I definitely need
Remember, you have to do the prep the night before, Chick.
So that's a Friday night.
That never works on. I think I have to do
the prep. We're
going
to have a party?
The night before
party?
Two nights?
Because mine takes, I don't know why, I don't respond very
then,
well.
The problem with that is then you have to do Friday's show. You don't want to be running out of the room.
There's no effect. I've had this done, but it's been a long time.
Really?
Yeah, like 7 or 8 years ago, I think.
Now, Bob, when you drank that fluid, weren't you pretty much right away?
Oh, my God, it's just the worst.
And it used to be you had to drink like a gallon of it.
I thought there was a pill now.
Now it's just
the doctor.
Now they have a pill. You still have to drink a lot of fluid.
Right.
At least the last time I did, I didn't have to drink the whole gallon, but it was, you know, a pill and then, I don't know.
Yep.
Okay, probably close to a half gallon of
I don't mind drinking water.
We'll give you a full report. Well, I'm glad Scotty's doing well.
Yeah, she's great. That wasn't on my agenda for yesterday. I did not expect to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. We have someone on line two with info about this.
Line two, you say? Okay. Bob and Tom show.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name is Tammy. I'm a nurse at a gastrointestinal.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, I love listening to you guys. You guys rock.
Are we all doing this the wrong way?
Well, I have some information. I was just going to let you know that I do put people to sleep. I'm a nurse at a facility. We use two different scopes.
Mm-hmm.
We do go down the front first, and then we go through, and then we do the colonoscopy, but they do, they cannot meet in between because the small bowel is like 20 feet long, so they also have, where if they can't find the problem, they'll have you swallow a pill cam. A little small camera.
Pill cam, okay.
Yeah, and it's a small bottle pill cam, and then it takes pictures for the next 5 hours till it goes through your system, and you just get rid of it.
Is that the little pill that has the people in it with the spaceship?
You mean the little submarine?
Little submarine.
You mean Fantastic Voyage?
With Raquel Welch. And,
yeah. Now, does that have like...
It's finally technology's here. I'm very excited.
This is an honest question. I know it sounds stupid, but does that pill have a light source?
You know what? You have a receiver where you carry like a battery pack kind of receiver, and it does have a flashing light that where it takes the picture.
Okay, because it's so dark, then you'd have to have a little light source. Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it is. It's really cool to see them too, because when it's taking so many pictures, you can see them in order. You can just see everything in the small ball, and it picks up any abnormalities, you know, any bleeding or anything like that.
That's good to know.
We've come a long way from Matthew Brady. Can you imagine if you could tell him, by the way, we're going to be taking a picture of the inside of your room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I always tell people, I work in the department, and I always tell them, because you have to release the air. We have to put lots of air in there for them to ball up the colon so they can look at all sides of the colons and make sure there's no polyps or missing anything. But I always tell people they're afraid to let loose of that air.
Not in here.
Women.
Not in this room.
Right, Tom?
Well, no, but I tell them, we put cinnamon air in there, so it'll just be like little poofs of cinnamon.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.